Welcome back to Your Effect, the podcast where we dive into and explore how teachers teach. I'm Ella Kazusko, and here with me is my co-host,
Martha Mubarak.
And we are recording in the amazing Storrs, Connecticut. Today is April 22nd, 2024, and we will be talking about specific teaching styles and how they directly affect students. If you're a teacher listening in today, you might learn a little something about how to cater to different students' learning styles in order to ensure the utmost learning potential for your students. If you're a student, you might better understand how you learn and find strategies for you to study more effectively if you need extra review. And if you happen to be a parent, you might learn how to help your child learn or study a little better after this episode.
The teaching styles that we are going to focus on today include lecturer, demonstrator, hybrid, facilitator, and delegator. I will be sharing my thoughts and experiences with the lecturer, hybrid, and delegator approach, while Ella will share hers on the demonstrator and facilitator approach. So first, looking at the lecturer approach, this style of teaching works well for large classes, such as a college class, and it is very authoritative. Some pros to this is that it allows teachers to cover a lot of content very quickly, but the cons are that it does not allow for active learning, and there are low retention rates. In my experience, my macroeconomics class is a couple hundred kids, and he just puts the slides up and talks up, reads what's on them, and I find myself disengaging at times. However, we do move through a lot of content fast.
I also agree with that. In big lectures where they're just talking to you, you find sometimes that you're not paying attention and you're kind of just zoning out because, yes, you know, you just feel like you're not being engaged. And sometimes I don't think that helps my learning. What about you?
I'm about the same. Like, sometimes I like it because I can just sit there and focus. And then other days when I'm not focused, I leave the class and I haven't heard anything being said.
I completely agree. For the next teaching style, I'm going to talk about demonstrator. So this teaching style is still more on the showing rather than telling side for students, as it allows for discussion, which helps more students learn sometimes. A pro of this is that it uses many teaching formats. However, a con can be that it's not accommodating for all students. I've figured that I, you know, use this most in math and science classes where the teachers or professors are doing math problems and they're writing each step out and showing us how to complete the problem. I think it's helpful rather than just being told what something is, because then you don't understand how to approach something, you don't understand how to do anything. So I definitely think it's a good teaching skill to have.
Yeah, I agree. And I find it very beneficial in math and science classes when I see how to do the problem. Then when I'm doing my homework, I can just look at the steps that they did. But sometimes I will find myself just copying what they're doing and not actually learning how to do it myself. But I do really like this style. I think it works maybe best for me out of all of these.
I'm also a visual learning too. Like, sometimes I don't pick up on things that are like told just to me. I need to be able to like see and read it for myself. So I think that is a plus to having this. So now you're going to talk about hybrid?
Yeah. Okay. So this hybrid style is equally student and teacher centered. It allows teachers to present the material, but also encourages high levels of student engagement. The material that is covered at a slower pace than the other two, but there's the trade-offs of higher student engagement, but there are lower focus levels with the slow pace, and high energy levels are required from both the students and the teachers, which for me, sometimes it's hard when I'm going to a class that I know I have to participate in a lot, because it just kind of seems like a drag some days. But other days when I have energy, it's good, and I learn the material really well because I have to put it to use right after I learn it. And in our English class this year, we do this a lot where our teacher will explain like bullet point slides, just like a lecturer style, but then she'll turn it to us and then we do it ourselves and with partners. So this is definitely a good example of the hybrid approach.
I do think that the hybrid approach does really work. I think that engaging the student allows for more class participation and helps them understand it better. It also helps them want to show up more. Mm-hmm. I think like, for example, the English class that we have, if we weren't engaging as much, I don't think I'd be showing up as much. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important, because you could just go to a lecture and sit there and, you know, there's slides where you realize you don't have to go to the lecture because you're just not. But, like, showing up at something that's more engaging, I think, is really beneficial. The next teaching style that we'll be talking about is facilitator. So this style is where the teachers present a topic and then facilitate discussion from the students. This usually works better with, like, real-world-based classes rather than more, like, information or, like, theory-specific classes. I think a pro of this that it helps students become more self-sufficient. I think it's very important that we, like, students get to take their own education into their hands sometimes and, like, be able to discuss with each other and apply it more. Like, when we go out to the real world, we're gonna be doing more of this. We're not gonna have a teacher that's there to, like, cater our every move. So I think this is really important in helping us understand things and moving past just what a theory or a concept is.
Yeah, I agree with all that. And I think that for me personally, I really like to hear my classmates' point of views, because we've all grown up differently. And hearing how, like, they might look at something rather than me, I would never know if we didn't get access to this type of thing. So I definitely can learn from classmates. And then also for me, I'm a more introverted person, and it forces me to talk in front of a lot of people, which is a skill that I'm going to need later in life. So even in the moment, if I might hate it, I definitely need it, and it's going to set me up for success. And then, like Ella said, with this approach being hard for heavy classes, it just takes a lot of time of discussing the same topic. And, like, for something like macro or math or science, like, what's the point of getting everyone's opinions? But then for more classes with a subjective opinions, then I think it's very interesting and can work really well if it's facilitated correctly. Do you like this approach, or, like, do you think that it moves too slow? Because I feel like that's the biggest issue.
I think it definitely can move too slow. Sometimes students get stuck too, and they don't know what to say. But I do think it's definitely a good approach that we should definitely practice more of, because we need to be able to do this in the real world. So I think it's very important.
Yeah, I completely agree. And then the last approach that we're going to be talking about today is the delegator approach. This approach is the most student-centered, because it consists of the teacher observing students in discussion and peer collaborations. Some pros that come from this would be more learning and collaboration is encouraged, but it might be inefficient if students have to figure out the correct answers themselves. And for me, I've had classes like this, particularly in more philosophy and religion, that type of thing, like in high school as well. And maybe it's because there is no right answer, but sometimes it would bother me because I'm like, okay, I just heard everyone's opinions on it, but the teacher will never tell me what the right answer is when I would think there is at least one, and they can even tell me that it's their opinion. But I'd like to hear the professor or someone that studies in that topic's final discussion or verdict on the discussion.
I agree with that, and I also, like, do believe that, like, it's good for students to develop their own opinions around things, and I think that doing discussions allow for that, and I think that's really important, especially going into the real world. And I think it's another teaching style that helps you develop skills for the real world. So I know you might be wondering, how can this information benefit you? So if you're a teacher, you can reflect on your class and how you teach it currently. For whatever reason you choose to listen to this today, maybe because your students seem bored in class, maybe they're not doing as well on test as you would have expected, or maybe you just want to switch things up. Trying out one of these new styles might turn things around. You've heard the pros and the cons of each style. Now it's up to you to pick one to implement it into everyday use. Now, if you're a student, maybe you want to figure out why you're doing better in one class and not another, and it's not because of how hard you're studying. If you realize you excel more in classes that are more collaborative-centered, you could create a study group with like-minded classmates that focus on collaborative studying and see if that helps more improve your grades. Or if you get better scores in classes that are more lecture-based, you could ask your professor to hold a review session in class and go over material with a group at a slower pace, or explain it in a different way. Finally, if you're a parent listening today, hopefully you've gained some knowledge you can take away to help your students study better with whatever approach they learn best under. And if you're not a parent, student, or teacher at the moment, maybe one day you'll find yourself a member of one of these groups and you'll be able to use what we discussed today to your advantage.
Thank you for listening to Your Effect today and learning a little more about the five different types of learning styles. Whether you're a lecturer, demonstrator, facilitator, delegator, or avid hybrid fan, we appreciate you tuning in today and taking time to better yourself, your classroom atmosphere, your study habits, or your child's study habits. Have a wonderful rest of your day and enjoy and embrace any opportunities you have to learn something new today. Thanks again for tuning in.